with Dave Dabel on September 14th concerning a picture that's just outside of the Gillette Room in the library.
What do I know about it? The artist was Muriel Albert, and she'd be better known around here as the donor of Camp Isabella, the school for in this area, but she was a fine artist. Now, this painting is of the East Canaan Church, from the east side of the church, and although the buildings in the right background are not a true depiction of what's actually there now, that is where my great-great-grandfather's brother, Ezekiel Dabel, lived and had his home. And his son Isaac was born there. Isaac died during the Civil War when he'd been returned, furloughed home for war injuries, and then went on duty in New Haven as a recruiter, and he died while in New Haven during the war. Ezekiel and his family and many of the descendants are buried in the Hillside Cemetery, a little bit east on the other side of Route 44 from this East Canaan corner. We think, although we cannot prove it, that his brother, who was my great-great-grandfather, and was buried in the burial ground on this side of the church, which was both bulldozed away and flooded away in times past. Many of the gravestones there became stone walks, but there is a good record of who was buried there in the possession of the Lawrence Eddy family.
I'm not very familiar with the town and the angle from which we are looking. Is that the Housatonic in the foreground?
No, that's the Blackberry. It comes down from north, and it runs along roughly parallel to Route 44 until it comes to the East Canaan Corners, where it turns southerly and goes past the old East Canaan furnace that is still to be seen there.
Then that would be Canaan Mountain in the background.
Yes. One in there. And it was really the main industrial part of Canaan up that way before the railroad came to the village. And actually, there was a spur of the railroad came up here, and that became the Forbes Adam complex.
Oh, I've been down there.
Ezekiel was kind of an inventor, as was his brother. They were handymen. They were wheelwrights, and they made neats for wagons. A neat is the pole that goes between the two horses. And they made caskets and did leather work and upholstery and put fringes on surreys. And their books show a very interesting background. But Ezekiel was something of an inventor. When he died, he was in debt to Adam. And as part of the debt, Adams claimed the fire engine that Ezekiel invented from the estate, and it's supposedly still in Bill Adams' barn down further down the Blackberry.
Do you happen to know when that church was built?
No, but I would estimate it was built around between 1800 and 1820.
Okay.
Got enough?
I think so. Thank you very much.